Simon Shin Nun Hey Sev Hey. The Mechaber discusses the case of two Gezeiros Terois that are sticking out of a house. Mishnah Berurah explains the case that he had a two-story house by the edge of the river, by the banks of the river, and each one has a Gezeiros Terois, has a board sticking out of it. I guess it looks something like a diving board, that you would go out on that board in order to be doyle mayim, to shlap water, to draw water from the river, drinking water, or for whatever purpose you want to have the water. So now you have these two Gezeiros Terois, two boards, one's higher than the other. And if they're directly on top of each other, or if they're close enough to each other width-wise, they're not more than four tefachim between the right side of the left one and the left side of the right one, even though one's much taller than the other, then they're considered to have a connection or relationship with each other, the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos. Again, if they're more than four tefachim apart from each other, width-wise, going along the width of the house, they do not have a relationship with each other. But if they're either directly one on top of the other, or if the distance between the right edge of the left one and the left edge of the right one is less than four tefachim, less than a little more than a foot, so they do have a relationship with each other. And then, if they're both using one of them b'shutfis in the partnership, they potentially have to have erev chatzeres in order to be able to carry there. Because we have two houses that share a chatz, share a courtyard. In order to carry from the house to the chatz and vice versa, you have to have erev chatzeres. And this is, so to speak, what's happening. The gzus throws like the chatzer. If you're going to fence it in, walled in order to be able to carry on Shabbos, and you have two batim, the first floor and the second floor of the house. And it will not make a difference how much taller one is over the other, as long as width-wise they're close enough to each other. It's considered they can use the two of them together, and now they would need to have chatzeres. So the Mechaber says that if you made a machitza around the top board, b'shutvis from the two of them, and not for the bottom one, so then they have to have erev chatzeres to use that top board. And certainly if they make machitza around the bottom board, which is a simpler way to go about it, because the person on top could just come down to the bottom and work over there and work off the bottom one, certainly they have to have erev chatzeres, two of them together, in order to carry from the house to the board and from the board to the house, which they need to do because they need to draw water from the river through this board and into the house. Now, let's say each one made their own machitzas around their own board. So then they're considered separate entities and did not have to have erev chatzeres. Each one can use his own, or really each one can use the other one because it's just using it as a guest. It's not really mishtayach, it's not really connected or related to his house. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if during the week they typically use each other's, or there's one of them that use during the week and the other one doesn't get used so much to the other board, still each one's considered its own rishos, its own place, and each one taka made his own machitz around his own board. And therefore they don't need it. And the same thing would be if one of them made a board around his, the other one didn't make a board around the other one. Or if they both make b'shutvis out of two of them, the only way they asar on each other is if the two boards are within four tefachim from each other, or directly one on top of the other one, and they made b'shutvis a machitza for either the top one or the bottom one, then they need erev chatzeres, and any other possibility how they set it up is not going to require erev chatzeres. However, Mishnah Berurah says if it's directly one on top of the other, and the only way the top one could function is by going through the bottom one and draws water through the hole that's in the bottom one. So then, if they're less than 10 tefachim above each other, so then they do need erev chatzeres together if there's machitzah around the bottom one, because it's obvious the top one is going to be working through the bottom board. There's no other way you could do it. That's only it's directly above and it's less than 10 tefachim between the two of them.